So my ex-dipper is back in jail. He has been in jail for about 2 months now, except this time it's not for DV charges, and a matter of fact, has absolutely nothing to do with me. It's for grape charges. So if the whole DV situation wasn't enough proof to you that he's an awful person, or that you were trying to blame shit on me saying, oh, you must have done something, or you were trying to make it seem like he was gonna heal and be a better person, fucking newsflash. He's actually an awful fucking person. He's an awful person. People have found out about it and like found his mugshot and like posted it. And I've had them for the most part take the videos down just because the victim and me have been talking and he wanted like some time to process. He himself is not going to post anything on the internet about it, but everyone else is posting about it. And him and Dipper's ex-roommate would rather me say something about it, then people find the article that's posted about the situation, which, by the way, don't know who this is, not a credible source, have no idea where they got their information. They're misgendering them, the whole fucking article, and half of the fucking information is not even true and they pulled straight up out of their ass. If you see that shit, ignore it. I'm not here to tell the victim's story because that is his story and that's something that he doesn't want everybody to know. But, it's just so fucking unfortunate that this had to happen to somebody for him to be put where he needs to be. It's just so, my God. The DV charges for me in his case last year didn't end up going through. He got like a fine, 1 year of unsupervised probation, and then 1 year of law-abiding behavior. But since this whole situation happened and he's in jail now and is facing other charges, our court date in August doesn't look like it's going to be too hot for him, and the charges are probably going to end up going through because he didn't follow what they told him to follow. Just at the end of the day, if for some reason the system doesn't work how it's supposed to and doesn't keep him locked up, he's awful. And please do not let, if you ever get in contact with him for any reason, which why the fuck would you do that? If you do not let him convince you that he's a good person. Because he's not.